Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. When the list of the top-selling New Zealand singles of the past decade was released for Music Month, one man claimed production and writing credits on no fewer than four of the top ten. That man was P Money, and it's a fair bet there'll be another hit or two from his new album, Everything. He's with us now. She gives me everything. Well, Pete, congratulations, new album. Notable for its variety. You've even got a rock song on.
I have. There's a lot of variety, man. You know, having fun, exploring different avenues.
Did Everything, the song, actually trigger that sort of new phase for you?
Well, it was the first foray into unknown territory for me. I'd always done hip-hop music, always done rap songs, and that was very familiar ground. So, you know, I'd created this song with Vince, and it was very dance and very pop and very club, you know, kind of house music. And I thought, why not? Let's give it a shot and put it out there. So and because of the response was so positive and it was so successful, it definitely gave me the inspiration or the confidence to proceed and try my hand at a few different things.
Did you get the hardcore hip-hop fans when Everything came out saying, hey, what are you doing?
Definitely a little bit, but it was more so, hey, what's he up to? A bit of curiosity and head scratching, and in the meantime, the song starts sinking in, and they're like, hey, it's really different, but I love it. What else are you up to, you know?
How nervous were you about that, getting that response when you were sort of going, here, I'm putting this out? I mean, I suppose by when Everything came out, you already had a bit of that, didn't you?
I wasn't as super nervous, because I felt like, to be honest, my career as far as recordings was really quiet and there was not much going on, and the hip-hop kind of world, at least the stuff that I was into, was not terribly popular. Like, it just wasn't really doing anything, so I was like, well, I can't really lose. Why not try something different? And I felt sure enough about what I'd already achieved in rap that I wasn't kind of, you know, really catch too much flack, because, you know, kind of earned my stripes, you know?
Last time we spoke, Everything was, I think, on the B playlist rotate on Radio 1, was it, in England?
Yes.
And I feel that we need to hear the end of that story. What happened? Because if it got to the A playlist, you were going to be pulling up here in a Lamborghini today.
Yeah, just missed out on the Lambo, eh? No, we got to that B rotate. We were there for a few weeks. We were pushing to get onto other stations and also get that final, like, A-list rotation, which is the big goal. And we didn't quite get there, to be honest. There were a couple of programmers at the other stations that didn't get it. You know, they were like, well, what's the story? We don't understand this song. Which is, you know, the hardest thing to come back, because you're basically going, no, it is great, trust me, play it, your audience is going to love it. And there's one guy going, but I don't like it.
And you're along with 10,000 other artists saying the same thing. No,
oh,
my
yeah,
song's the one
totally,
you want
to play. Totally. The 10 guys that came in just before me said the exact same thing. So he's got to make his decisions based on who knows what. So we had a really good run at it. I got to do a bunch of shows and then follow up with another single, which is a song called Love Alone on there, which also got, like, nice interest from those Radio 1 DJs who were supporting me, like Zane Lowe and Mr. Jam.
This is a game with Vince Harder.
Yeah, this one has Vince Harder. The song's called Love Alone. And that one, Zane picked it as his record, hottest record in the world, which is quite a big thing, and that radio show has a lot of attention. But still, didn't quite get the rest of everybody convinced yet. I think it might have a lot to do with me not being based there and not, like, making the right relationships and building it that way. Yeah.
It does sort of mean you can go back, though. You know, you've got a foothold there now, haven't you?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, me now, as opposed to 18 months ago in the UK, no one knew who I was. Now a lot of people know who I am and know my music and enjoy it and are looking forward to getting their hands on this album and seeing what happens next. So it's definitely been a positive move forward, and quite a large one.
It strikes me that's going to be good for the vocalists you've collected there as well. I mean, you've got obviously Vince Harder, but David Dallas is, you know, is getting really good exposure through this too, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, it's the nature of what I do. They're all collaborations, because I'm not a vocalist myself. I'm a producer, so I spend most of my time in the studio just making these tracks and finding great vocal talent to be the front man and to sing the lyrics and be up there on stage while I just play the background, you know? Yeah, I mean, it's up to them to take it as far as they can take it. So Dave uses this as a springboard, Vince is doing the same, and I'm all for it. I mean, Scribe did it really well. So.
What is your singing voice like?
I have no idea, to be honest. I don't really warm it up. I don't.
What
really
are you like
really
in the
practice.
Shower? Come on, you must be.
Oh, man, it's about as good as everyone else out there listening.
Yeah. You brought Milan Boric from Pluto onto this album. Was he someone you'd wanted to work with, or how did that happen?
Yeah, kind of. I'd always been interested in working with Milan. I actually met him when we were teenagers. We both worked at a record store in Papakura for a school holidays job, it was for me. And we met at that time, and years later, we're both kind of doing similar things in the music industry. He had his band Pluto doing well a couple of years ago when I was floating around doing things as well. And so I was always like, man, when it makes sense, we should work on something. And this piece of music, a song called Falling Down, started to take shape, and I had the rough sketch of it, and I was like, I think this could be my first like kind of rock song, you know, as simple as it sounds. And so I approached him, and he was really keen. He liked the music straight away.
See, one of the reviewers said it sounded maybe a bit like Coldplay. Was that what you were going for?
Wasn't on my mind, to be honest.
Have you been listening a lot to Coldplay recently? Is that the problem? Too many Coldplay records in your car stereo, I can imagine.
Nah, I'm really not that familiar with much of Coldplay. Obviously, they're a huge band. I know who they are, but I don't have any of their albums.
Speaking of comparisons, I mean, Say Yeah, which has David Ellis and Aradna on it, reminded me stylistically of something that you'd hear maybe Beyonce and Jay-Z kind of, you know, sort of style about it. Is this the sort of thing that ironically will be make you more popular and Papakura than anything you've done before, possibly in terms of the clubs and pubs and that?
Who knows, man? Hopefully, you know, I just hope people grab onto the music and enjoy it. I see what you're saying. It's kind of hip-hop R&B as far as the vocal.
Big sound.
Yeah, you know. big vocals, big sounding record. But the beats are very UK and club kind of orientated. I actually made that particular piece of music while I was in London last year promoting the last single. So yeah, it's a bit of a mixture, I think.
You've got everything on there three times, though. You've got a great remix of it, which we'll have a little bit to listen to now, with Scribe. It's a Scribe remix, let's ride. I'm going to take you to my house on the east side. Stay down, trapped in my seat, we should get away now. And you've got a drum and bass remix as well.
Yeah. I mean, I had tagged those on there because those are my two favourite mixes of that tune. And I mean, there were multiple mixes. There's possibly over 20 that I've been sent. That some of them have been we've used in different ways, and some of them were just fans making their own versions. But those were my two favourites, so I tagged them on the end of the record. Really, it's a 10-track album with three remixes, so it's 13 tracks.
What next? Going to try and push this in the UK a bit more? Would you look at moving over there?
You know, I was considering it last year, and then it got really cold and wet, and then I started to...
Yeah, man,
it's this thing with me. I spend, like, you know, maybe a month, 2 months overseas. I'm having a good time, and then I have to come home for some work, and then I get home and go, man, I love New Zealand. I love Auckland. I love the weather and the people and family, and I just like being here. I'm not writing it off. You know, I'll still travel.
You have the record label along with Callum Dirty Records. Obviously responsible for bringing David Dallas through. Anyone that you've got your eye on next?
New talent? At the moment. To be fair, we haven't signed anybody new in a while. We worked with Vince Harder for a while, tried to release some of his stuff, and that kind of situation probably wasn't the best for him. So he's moved on to another label, and we wish him well. We've got some drum and bass acts that we're working with that are on the fringe kind of coming up. I mean, we cover a lot of ground nowadays, you know? So at the moment, we've got a pretty solid stable, about a dozen acts, and we're working with them. So, yeah.
Well, fantastic. We look forward to seeing you next time in your Lamborghini.
Yeah, hey, something like that.
What colour's it going to be?
I don't think I'd have the Lambo, to be honest. I might go for something else. Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
P-Money's new album, Everything, is available everywhere. And your next chance to see him live here is at the We Love Sounds Winter Festival at the Trust Stadium in Waitakere, June 4th. And that's our show for this week. If you'd like to catch anything in this show or past shows, pop along to our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Russell Brown.
And I've been Damien Christie. Thank you so much, New Zealand On Air.